in a warfare that is raging for the truth and for the right. When the conflict fierce is raging with the powers of the night. God who saved us brave and true, may it then depend on you. May the Lord depend on you. Loyalty is what is due. Say, O Spirit, brave and true, that he may depend on you.
In the warfare that is raging for the truth and for the right, when the conflict fierce is raging with the powers of the might, God is soldiers brave and true.
A call for loyal soldiers comes to one and all. Soldiers for the conflict, will you heed the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready chair? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier of truth. Others have enlisted. Why not you? Jesus is a captain who will never fail. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer?
Soldiers come to one and all. Soldiers for the conflict, will you hear the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready cheer? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have enlisted, why not you? Jesus is the captain.
God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya. You are most warmly welcome to the Revival Hour, an hour for those who have rugged determination to make heaven, an hour for those who want the power of God to touch their lives, an hour for those who want to move in a new way in the realm of the Spirit. God bless you as you join us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another Revival Hour. We thank you for your grace, your love, your might and power. We thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the mightiness of your name and your power, which is above all powers. We thank you because your name is above all names. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, we are gathered before you. Open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us by the power of the God of Elijah, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lay your hands upon us in a mighty way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Today in our Revival Hour, we are going to be partakers of this message that has blessed so many lives. God bless you as you join us.
In Jeremiah chapter 52, Jeremiah 52, 100 signs that you are under a siege. 100 signs that you are under a siege. I'm praying for somebody here tonight that every siege of the enemy against your life shall be scattered unto desolation. Jeremiah 52 from verse 4. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the 10th month, the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came. He and all his army against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and big forts against it round about. So the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And in the fourth month, in the ninth day of the month, the famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled and went forth out of the city by night, by the way of the gate, between the two walls. which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were by the city round about, and they went by the way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, and his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king, and carried him up into the king of Babylon to Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. He slew also all the princes of Judah in Riblah. Then he put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in chains and carried him to Babylon and put him in prison to the day of his death. Everything started from a siege. What is a siege physically? In military language, in warfare, what is a siege? A siege is a practice of surrounding and attacking a place in such a way as to isolate that thing from help and supplies. A siege is a method of reducing the resistance of defenders and making captive possible. A siege is a sort of prolonged and persistent effort to overcome resistance. A siege is to surround the place and cut off its communications. In those days, the Roman army would surround a place with a defensive wall around the area. They cut off supplies. They wouldn't allow anybody to come out or anybody to go in. In this passage that we have read, for 2 years, the Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon mounted a powerful siege against Jerusalem. He built a wall around the city. He set up a strong goal around the city. By doing that, he now converted the whole city to a large prison. The people of the city were imprisoned inside their own city. They ensured that nobody brought in food, nobody brought out anything. You can't supply anything to the city, you can't take anything out. Nobody can travel in, nobody can travel out. The enemy ensured that nobody in that city received visitors. The enemy ensured that nobody in that city escaped to the outside world. Please note carefully that the enemy did not go violently upon the city. No. No shot was fired. No one was killed. No house was burned. No slaves were taken. No one was kidnapped. Life appeared to be going on normally inside the city. For those who did not know that there was danger outside, they were going to their parties, they were doing all kinds of things inside the city. But the hard truth was this. Although there was no visible violence shown, all was not well. The enemy outside the city had begun to cause hardship within that city until every man of war fled at night. That was a siege. Beloved, Satan adopts the same strategy and approach against individuals too. If you get to my 2 Kings chapter 6, you'll find a king called Ben-Hadad who used the same strategy against Samaria. The hunger became so much in the city, people were eating their own children. Ben-Hadad did not kill anybody. He just circled the city. You can't go out, you can't come in, you can't bring supply, you can't call for help. He never went into the city to cause any disruption. He stayed outside and controlled events disastrously in the life of the people inside. A remote control kind of torment. Outside the city there was so much food, but inside there was famine. Outside there was so much life, but inside was death. Outside there was so much joy, but inside was sorrow. Outside the city there was so much light, but inside was darkness. Outside the city there was so much peace, but inside the city there was turbulence. Any good thing coming into the city was prevented or diverted. So good things were not allowed to enter into the city. This is what is driving us to our first prayer. Because the first agenda of the siege is to prevent good things from entering into people's lives. We allow good things to be happening outside, but not in individual life. Can you raise up your voice and shout this with great anger? Pass! closing the gate of good things against me. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's breaking through. In Jesus' name we pray. So any good thing coming into the city was blocked out. On the contrary, every evil thing, death, hunger, disease, sorrow, fear found access into the city. A siege is therefore a terrible thing. Beloved, it's unfortunate but it is true. There are individuals, families, communities, cities, nations that are under siege spiritually. They face no war. They are even never violently attacked. They are not raided or slain. But things are not normal. Other communities may have good roads. Their own contractor will die. Other communities may have good hospital, but the doctor sent to them will flee or the building will collapse. Other communities may have very good schools, but this one, no schools. Or teachers are not willing to go. Or builders flee. Other communities may have water and electricity, but it doesn't work when it gets to this place. Every plan fails. The good things they hear about outside their city walls never come into their city. Outside it is well with others, but inside it goes bad. Listen and listen carefully. When a community, a city, a village is under a siege, whoever brings good things into the city does not prosper. He or she is ultimately frustrated out of the city or goes elsewhere to prosper. And the person will face a barrage of masculine powers fighting him or her. A girl under a siege will not get any serious marriage proposal. Only men who want to sleep with her will be approaching her. Something scares away the good men. When an individual is under a siege, everyone gets the benefits. But his name will not be included or will be missed out in error. When a person is under a siege, every time a positive destiny step is taken, there will be a rage from the bottom of hellfire. When the person is under a siege, anytime there is a good marriage proposal, the enemy goes to threaten the man or the woman to get out. We have had cases like this, that a man proposes a woman, in the dream is confronted by a strong man. If you dare go to that lady again, it's my wife, don't move close. To move close, you die. And to show you a sample of what will happen to you, they give him a dirty slap from the dream. He woke up with pain. His mouth shifted to one side. Anytime the lady called, he ran away because he was afraid. That's a life under a siege. When a business is under a siege, the enemy drives away every approaching goodness. So that people will just be seeing those things with their eyes. They will hear about it with their ears, but never receive it. That's why I'm praying tonight that anyone here under a siege of darkness, that siege must backfire tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like thunder. When a person is under a siege, all others will get things done easily. But not the person under a siege. It will be so difficult. Be struggling and struggling. Outside will be fine, but inside will be tough for them. It seems so easy for others, so hard for them, and it goes on like this. Goes on like this. Until the person is forced to do a terrible thing, like going to the enemy for help, in search of deliverance, or going to cannibalism to sustain themselves. This is a very, very serious situation. When your destiny is colorful, when you are seen as a danger to the activities of the enemy, when your life is about to make a positive history, when heavens are planning your celebration, when you are at the edge of a destiny-changing breakthrough, when the time to sing your song and dance on dance is moving close, when your testimony is about to explode, when the final yoke is about to be broken, when the defeat of your hardened enemy is at the corner, when the enemy sees that your victory is now non-negotiable, when the enemy is afraid of your speed, when your promotion and elevation has been announced in heaven, when your case has been fast-tracked in heaven, when you are definitely positioned to make an impact in life, when you have just won a major victory, when there is a prophetic agenda for your life, when you have been promoted above your enemies, when you are determined to forget your expired past, when your harvest is very ripe, when you are about to cross your Red Sea, when the power prolonging your problem is about to be buried permanently, when you are beginning to tell the enemy enough is enough, when you are set to overtake your superiors, when you are determined to turn your scar to star, when you are determined to go from zero to hero, when your turning point is very near, when the enemy sees that your blessing is irreversible, when they are consulting local powers against you and they find that you are still succeeding, then the only thing is to lay a siege. They lay a siege against the person. When a life is under a siege, there will be desolation. There will be emptiness. There will be fruitlessness. There will be poverty. There may even be total elimination. There will be waste. Life will be like you're in a jail. There will be the absence of essentials of life. The benefits of the person will be cut off because the person is under a siege. The person will be trapped in a satanic prison because you are under a siege. There will be lack. Anywhere you turn, there will be warfare. When a person is under a siege, there will be purposelessness. There will be mediocre performance. The person will be living a very lustful and loose life. There will be lack of spiritual passion. There will be lack of prayer life. There will be extreme frustration. There will be mind oppression. I know a lady like that. The enemy was determined that she will not move. She was already rewriting her family history. She was outside this country to do a PhD. The first person in the family. The enemy seeing that she's difficult to stop. He laid a siege against her. All of a sudden, in the classroom, she stopped speaking English. Here is a person who cannot even speak Yoruba properly. She speaks Pidgin Yoruba. She now refuses to speak English, the language with which they are teaching the course. She now was answering all questions in Yoruba language, which the white lecturers did not understand. Say, speak English. Speak English now. They had to start talking about psychiatric hospital. But it was a siege. When somebody is under a siege, there will be confusion of purpose. There will be lack of spiritual direction. You make the wrong moves. There will be lack of peace. There will be this unusual spiritual sluggishness. There will be uncommon weaknesses. There will be tiredness. There will be this strong urge to quit your divine assignment. People will start going back to their old bondages. People will begin to ask questions. Questions they didn't used to ask before. Things that were very clear to them as Christians. There will be heavy discouragement. They will be struggling with all the relationships that is surrounding them. They can't sleep well. Something interrupts their sleep. There will be prayer paralysis. They will have terrible nightmares. The enemy will knock them down. They won't be able to stand up. It is at that time people begin to ask you, where is your God? A siege is when your groaning supersedes your glory. A siege is when your debt rules over your credit. A siege is when your laughter is scarce and your weeping is common. A siege is when you have developed black eyes and red eyes and a swollen face from the boxing match of life. A sick is when your life has more questions than answers. A sick is when you are faced with uncommon disfavor. I'm praying for somebody here tonight. I say that every siege mounted against you, no matter how long it's been mounted, I command the siege to backfire in the name of Jesus. Let them backfire in the name of Jesus. Let them backfire in the name of Jesus. Let them backfire in the name of Jesus. Tonight is war against that siege. When a siege was mounted against Samaria and the Lord wanted to deal with that siege, he wanted to deal with the siege, the method was quite simple. Very simple. God just allowed the enemies to hear sound. Sound that will scare them. This is not a situation where people just begin to make noise. Is a sound made by angels of God to scare the enemy away. God's servant spoke a specific prophetic word of deliverance. And God made the enemy to hear fearful noises, which made them to scatter. It is the same procedure. The prophetic word that has already gone out tonight, that every siege held against you from your mother's womb is scattered now in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. Rise to your feet now and all eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now by saying what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. You said that short prayer with me. Immediately we close. Run quickly to the altar here so that we can help you more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The prayer of tonight is not a gentleman's prayer at all. If you want to adjust your headgear or scarf or beret or cap, you better adjust it. Because some of what we are going to be addressing now, the siege has been there for years. Nebuchadnezzar was surrounding that city for 2 whole years. Imagine some war surrounding Lagos now for 2 years. Nobody can bring in food. Nobody can travel anywhere. It's a very serious situation indeed. When it's now transpiring to the spirit realm, and they have laid a siege against you, and you don't ordain terrifying noises to scatter them, then the siege will destroy the person. Can I hear the sisters who are here tonight shout this louder than anyone around them? Each prayer you are going to pray here tonight has multiple testimonies attached to it. So it's dangerous to keep quiet. Siege of darkness! Hear the word of the Lord! Can I hear the sisters shouting it again? All these people on the gallery, can I hear you shouting it loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Loud and clear. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Scatter the siege. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. That's why Jesus brought you here. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Jesus' Jesus' name we pray. Now we need to be specific. You need to be specific. If it's your academic, say my academic. If it's your career, say my career. If it's my marriage, say my marriage. If it's my walk with the Lord, say my walk with the Lord. If it's my health, say my health. Siege of darkness! Mounted against my career! Death! In the name of Jesus! Specific now. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Bakayaba. Jesus' name we pray. We're making tremendous progress. Say, I declare loud and clear. My siege is over. In the name of Jesus. Name we pray. Listen very carefully. Once you begin to notice restlessness in your dream, you begin to notice fighting and fighting in your dream, you begin to find that you are always fighting some people, it is evidence of a siege. Certain powers have determined that we will not finish your race. It is unto those powers. Because the Bible says, when man slept, his enemies came. Can you shout this loud and clear? Siege of darkness! Mounted in my dream! Yeah! In the name of Jesus! Roar like thunder. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I thank you for your children who have joined this program. Let your hand be upon them for good. Mobilize heaven to help their lives. By the time we meet again, let them become greater bundles of testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 And let us share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven glorious hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.